ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। दिस सेक्सुअल अट्रैक्शन, द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ सेक्सुअल अट्रैक्शन एंड इन द लाइव्स ऑफ क्वाइट अ लार्ज नंबर ऑफ पीपल द प्रॉब्लम इज क्वाइट इंटेंसिव, एक्यूट प्रॉब्लम। नाउ वन सर्टेन थिंग्स विच विल बी हेल्पफुल टू यू, इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग्स दे आर। One point is, don't consider this instinct of sexual attraction as something evil. There are many people who say this is evil. No, don't consider. It is natural instinct. Whatever is natural should not be considered as evil. But don't consider it also as the greatest boon in your life. Take it as it is. It is found in the whole of nature. It is in the animal world. Everywhere. It is in the plants also. The sexual thing is in the plants also. So in human body also. So whatever is natural, neither good nor bad. The bad thing for human in human life would be when somebody does not want to transform it. That will be bad. Its existence is not evil. It is what it is, so why should we consider it evil? Those who start considering it evil, it becomes a greater problem for them. That's my point. That's one point. Another thing, don't try to fight with it. By fighting you will never win. Fighting with this urge is just like this. My right hand is fighting with my left hand. Who will win? No. Energy in both of my hands is from me. When you are fighting with it, you are giving energy to it. Yourself. You are giving undue importance to it. What is the correct method? Suppose all of a sudden this instinct develops in you. Watch it, you will see it, it has come. The right method is just to have a conversation with the instinct in your mind in a good mood. I tell you, oh, you have come. Oh, why are you creating problem with me? What wrong have? You are in my existence. This point, this attraction, all right, but I am something higher than you. One day you will be defeated because I am a part of God and you are lower than this. So don't create trouble to me like that. It's still better is to ignore, to be indifferent. That faculty develops by habit, by practice. Anything you start ignoring, is that thing starts losing its power. For example, try to behave with these things in you, the desire or anger or things like that, or greed, as you behave with a stranger, an uninvited guest. Somebody has come, you never invited the guest. You don't welcome so much. Come on, please, also. No, you don't welcome. But you also don't push him out all of a sudden. You go, yes, what's the matter? Like that. And that example is just to indicate something. You have to do something more even that. Because here in this example, there is a human being. One is not expected to be very cold in one's dealings with human beings. In such cases, the attitude should be, oh, this instinct, all right, let it be, I don't care. As if you are dealing with a street dog. Well, how do you deal with a street dog? A street dog is barking, you don't stop there, and you don't say, oh, why are you barking? You don't say, then that dog will bark more. You don't pay attention. You go. It's all like barking. oh, like this instinct has come, okay, it is not going to kill me, nothing like that. This is the method, the psychological method, which will help you. And something more. Try to help somebody without any selfishness. That is serving somebody with the motivation of pure love. Helping only for help's sake, like that. That makes you more refined inside, better inside. You start feeling love in place of selfishness and attraction. If you are able to do something for somebody just as a matter of help, a very subtle happiness you feel. You are able to be of use to somebody without any expectation, without return, like that. This whole process of spirituality, this whole path of spirituality is nothing but your gradual refinement, improving yourself more and more, more and more. These things will help you. And don't worry about all this. They are not devils. Actually, it is the sexual instinct which has in it the basic energy. Energy is neutral. The same energy pushes a person towards enjoyment of pleasures. The same energy makes a person self-controlled and self-realized person. What I am saying is, an important person cannot become a yogi when he cannot enjoy. He cannot become a yogi also. Important is important. A person who is important has no energy. Better than the important is the person who has excess energy, no matter at this time it is flowing in the direction of enjoyment. It will be channelized. That is my point. So, it's not something evil. That's the point. It is to be refined, channelized, it will become. The last thing. If somebody starts developing deep faith or love for God, then God starts doing miracles in your life. Miracles. Real miracles start happening. The transformation which one will be unable to do by one's own efforts in years, when one starts feeling grace of God, one starts surrendering to God, one remembers more and more that universal infinite energy, eternal universal infinite energy around oneself, when one starts appreciating how kind and compassionate Lord is always with us. These thoughts about God start doing miracles with us.